and it was a load off my mind. Then the commercial tried to sell slip covers, but I didn't know what the hell they were. You guys are cool, man. Canada is all right. I like the American-Canadian border, because if you're walking along the border with a friend and you push your friend into Canada, he can't push you back right away, because first he has to go through customs. What brings you to Canada, dad? When you leave me, when I regain my equilibrium? I went to the doctor. All he did was suck blood from my neck. Do not go see Dr. Acula. Dr. Scholl makes foot products, and he's a doctor, so he went to school for a long time. But it doesn't take a lot to figure out that stepping on a cushion will be more comfortable. That guy wasted lots of time at school, because I'd have bought that from a Mr. Scholl. Maybe even a Senor Scholl. I got a belt on that's holding up my pants, and my pants have belt loops that hold up my belt. I don't know what's really happening down there. Who is the real hero? I walk by a dry cleaner at 3 a.m. and the sign says, "Sorry, we're closed." You don't have to be sorry. It's 3 a.m. and you're a dry cleaner. It would be ridiculous for me to expect you to be open. I'm not gonna walk in at 10 a.m. and say, "Hey man, I walked by at 3 and you guys were closed." Somebody owes me an apology. I called the hotel operator. She said, "How can I direct your call?" Well, you could say action, and I will begin to dial. Then when I say goodbye, you can yell cut.
And here's some interesting. That was Mitch Hedberg, by the way. Welcome back to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Greg Biddle, Joey Clark. Here's some interesting news from liberal land today. Tesla has dumped Home Depot as a sales partner for their home solar products. That solar thing, man, that's going great, isn't it? Seattle, we talked about this a couple of months ago. Seattle has voted to repeal a new tax law following pressure by Amazon, noted for its liberal ways, and other local businesses. It was a head tax on employees.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wait, so Tesla said they don't want Home Depot as the retailer anymore or something?
The free market is not particularly solar friendly. Another example, and we went through this years and years ago, and this is when the great Obama was president, because he wanted to build all these stupid wind farms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I read an article that a perfectly placed hurricane could destroy hundreds of these wind things that are built into the water. It's funny, they don't want an offshore oil rig that could actually extract oil out of the ground because it's unsightly, but a giant propeller on a stick?
Right.
That's real attractive. That's...
Well, and unfortunately with solar, it only works if you have the money to install it. Now, the price of things like solar and battery technology is coming down. It's just not there yet. Can't compete with
fossil fuels. That's the key term. It's just not there yet.
Yep.
When it gets there, the world will be ready for it.
Yep.
Especially if it offers a better alternative in terms of price. Right now, that's not the case. So Tesla is cutting jobs. And then this AT&T... thing. The judge is allowing this merger to go through. Shares of Time Warner jumped 5% in extended trading, but shares of AT&T dropped by 2%. And I don't know that we'll be able to contact Brandt today or not, but what we can do after we get a look at the roads and the weather and local news is go to Fox Business and see what they have to say about this today, because it all affects. The market was flat. I actually expected a better day on the market, just because anytime a situation occurs that bodes well for world peace, generally the markets have more confidence. They're, you know, the people that place their bets with money, but this Time Warner thing probably had more to do with a flat day than anything else. Let's see what's on the Breitbart news summary today. POTUS. I trust him, but we'll see if he comes through. China's nervous. Why? Food stamp households dropped below 20 million for the first time since 2010. Not because it's being taken away, but there's real jobs out there that provide a real income that people can actually live on. I'd like to get into these stroke emails. That sounds vulgar. Because there's even more evidence. You want to talk about collusion? How about collusion within the FBI to have a backup plan? What do they call it? Insurance policy.
Insurance policy, yes.
Yeah, to make sure Trump didn't get elected. In Sweden, voyeurs have crashed gender-neutral swimming pool to stare at naked women. Do they really think that those kinds of things are not going to attract voyeurs, really? They just, you know, so much of what these clown asses believe is against human nature. Alec Baldwin, if I ran for president, I would win. Yeah, about 10%
okay,
of the
sure.
vote.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Farmer's home raided, guns confiscated after trying to comply with California gun control.
Oh, my.
And tech giants go after gun rights. Well, what do you expect? And in spite of all that, in spite of algorithms and the censorship of conservative news and everything else that the social media giants have been trying to do, Trump still wins. And I think if people weren't afraid to say they like the job he's doing, his approval would be 10 or 15 points higher. I really think people are still afraid that if these pollsters that call, if they say something positive, it's going to go back to the wrong person. They're going to wind up dead. Who knows what? I mean, can you imagine somebody ending up dead because of a political affiliation? Well, with the respectable exception of Seth Rich and a couple of other unfortunate people.
See, I scare pollsters from asking me questions. Before they can even start their spiel, I go, I'm in media. They hang up.
Oh. Yeah, that's a quick way to do it. We have a landline, but we don't use it. It's only there in case we have an emergency.
Right.
And the message thing is full up. And it's nothing but telemarketing calls, polls, I'm sure a lot of the political stuff from the recent campaign season. Now, the runoff elections are going to be, what, July 15th?
No, I need to double check that.
I think it is. And then we'll start hearing, guess what, political ads.
Woohoo!
All right. I wish that I could, because I really miss reading. And I have not enjoyed reading. I used to do a book a week. And I don't think I've read a book in a long, long time just because glasses sucked some of the joy out of it. It's not that books have gotten bad. I've got a lot of books, in fact, that I want to read. It's just I don't enjoy it.
Oh, and I just found that the upcoming runoff elections are July 17th.
17th, okay. Reason I'm saying this is I truly do envy people that are eligible for LASIK and have it done. Like one of our listeners who called a few weeks back and was just literally speechless, trying to describe the miracle of being able to open his eyes and see without assistance. How cool that was after years of glasses and contacts. That's what LASIK can do for you. Unfortunately, the procedure will not correct all vision issues. I went to see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye. I had a 12:15 appointment. I remember that very specifically. And at 12:15, they called my name. I went back with the refractive surgery counselor. They used this very large and sophisticated piece of technology to assess your visual condition. And that determines whether or not LASIK will repair your vision issue. And I got the sad news that, in my case, it won't work. I was bummed. As time has passed, LASIK used to be an option only for very wealthy people, but now almost anybody can afford it. And if you need a little help, they've got care credit for qualified customers at Montgomery Eye. But more than anything else, experience. Dr. Swan and Shin, two of the best, not just here, not just in the state of Alabama, but nationally. and they live and work here. They're not fly-by-nights that come in and do procedures and then go on to the next town. So they're here for your aftercare as well. So you're in the best possible hands. 272-2020. Make that appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. There's no charge for that whatsoever. And nobody will pressure you. But, man, if you could have the chance to open your eyes and see with HD vision again, I'd take it. I wish I could. That's 272-2020. Learn more about Montgomery Eye, which is right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road, at this website, onlinemep.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just off the phone with the local authorities, the state troopers not reporting anything right now. MPD is all clear. Haynes Ambulance, no emergency runs. It looks like the interstate systems are good. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway 31's all clear. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, dress for less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The victim of a murder in Butler County has been identified as a Montgomery woman. According to Butler County Sheriff Kenny Harden, the body of 18-year-old Maura McCoy was discovered Sunday afternoon. Authorities have charged 18-year-old Harrison English with murder. He's being held in the Butler County Jail under a $500,000 bond. Gunfire in Montgomery last night left four people injured. Montgomery police say four men were shot in a vehicle in the 3200 block of Virginia Pines Lane around 6 o'clock. All four were taken to a local hospital for treatment. No arrests have been made. A former deputy accused of choking a woman and sexually assaulting another has been arrested in Jefferson County. 27-year-old James William Parsons is charged with domestic violence by strangulation, escape, and sodomy. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
And you can watch us on TV weekday mornings now around 6:40 as we join the Alabama News Network live from our studio here and have some fun with the morning crew on both CBS 8 and ABC 32. All right, here's Fox Business with today's business news at 5:15. We'll have Rich's forecast, and then we're back with news about the Game of Thrones and the spinoffs that are coming.
Oh. The Fox Business Network, consumer prices soaring nearly 3% in May from the same time a year ago. That's the biggest year-over-year jump since February of 2012. The good news, consumer prices overall were only up slightly. A used set of wheels is getting more expensive, too. A new report from Edmunds.com finds the average price paid for a used vehicle in the first quarter was $19,657. That's the highest price since the company began keeping stats back in 2005. And a mega victory for plans for a mega merger. A federal judge approving AT&T's plan to buy Time Warner for $85 billion on Tuesday. The government was trying to block the deal, claiming it would hurt competition and raise prices for consumers. And a lot of couples, well, they appear to be stressing out about cash. That's because more than a third of Americans who are married or in a serious relationship tell Ally Bank that money causes the most stress. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Charles Payne.
Think about the time and money your business spends to attract the best talent. What if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce wants an office that's as mobile and active as they are. Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees are happier, healthier, and more productive. Varidesk products require little to no assembly, ship for free, and come with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Browse all Varidesk products at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's still 9 days away from the official start of summer, but we are deep into the summertime pattern already.
For this evening, the risk of those scattered showers and thunderstorms at random continue well into the evening hours before ending later on. Low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Thursday, the forecast remains the same. High temperature in the lower 90s both days. A generous supply of random hit or miss showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours especially. Then Friday and Saturday, not much change. More afternoon and evening storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. You can add layers, including seeing where the lightning is and seeing which way the storms are moving. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hot days of summer here. It's time to go through your drawers and trade out what you're not wearing anymore. We're talking about jewels. We're talking about stones. We're talking about diamonds and platinum, silver, gold, anything that you're no longer wearing. You come in, trade us at Marguerite's, sell it straight out to us, or let us remake it into something new. That's right. At Marguerite's, we specialize in turning unwanted jewels and gems or things you're just tired of or out of fashion and making them brand new and blingy again. Come visit us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coming in 2020, Game of Thrones is releasing all new spin-offs like Laverne and Cersei.
Shame!
Then, be sure to tune in and join the USS Dire Wolf in Stark Trek.
Winter is coming. Set your faces from stun to kill. White Walkers.
And on Thursdays, check out the all-new comedy How I Met Your Mother of Dragons.
Dracarys.
Then it's I Dream of Jamie, where the sex scenes are all in the family. Game of Thrones spin-offs.
522 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I got one wrong here. I thought the judge that dissed the merger would have been an Obama appointee, but actually this judge that made that decision today was appointed by Bush, George W. Bush, on September 10th, 2001. How about that? We all know what happened the next day, 522. We discussed the whole IHOP thing on with our TV buddies today. That was our big discussion. And I saw an ad today on TV. They obviously had ready for this whole, they just turned the P upside down to a B. I think this is just temporary.
Yes, exactly. I think it's actually a successful marketing campaign.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? They've gotten $100 million worth of free advertising over this whole just debating IHOP, blah, 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 blah. And their burgers are okay. Goose used to love the Monster Cheeseburger when she was a teen. And how about this?
Aren't you so excited? The B in IHOP stands for burgers.
Another place to get burgers?
America loves burgers, and now you can get them at IHOP.
Oh, so now I can drive by 30 other burger places just to get a burger at a pancake place?
You bet.
How have I survived before this?
We have no idea, but we know how you'll get by now with burgers at IHOP.
Are you at least going to have some special maple syrup burger or something?
Nope, just regular burgers with cheese and bacon in a bun.
A bun made of pancakes?
Nope.
All right, I'm not endorsing this, but as an American, I will defend my right to buy a burger no matter where I am. I'm looking at you, Starbucks.
IHOP, the B is for burgers.
524 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The page 6 of NBC, we're getting a little gossip here. The big tabloid story this week is one we're going to save for Terry Adams.
Okay.
Because the much-beloved and glorious... Our trumpeters were smoking a joint behind the building.
They should be shot.
On delay, yes.
Being late.
Really. We will... Because RFK Jr., Bobby's son, is convinced the government lied, covered up the details about his dad's assassination, and he also no longer believes the Warren Commission.
Wow.
JFK. And again, what are we seeing now? What are we seeing now that we saw then? A shadow government that really thinks they're the ones that are going to make the decisions and do the manipulations that are going to put the people in power they want. Do you think we would have heard a word about Spygate or any of this stuff if Hillary had won?
No.
No, the whole plan was... She was a slam dunk. So we'll never have to worry about any of us getting caught doing this. And now, they're singing like canaries, from what I read. From page 6, Schmagegi Kelly, who at one time was a news goddess on Fox, right? See, we told you, conservative women are the most boudamous. I don't know what happened to her, but I think she got a little bit too full of herself personally. But she is not doing well at NBC. They've got a 3-year, $45 million commitment to this woman.
Goodness.
So they've got to do something.
I wonder what it would cost to break that contract.
$45 million.
It's guaranteed money?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless,
that's a sweet deal for Megan.
The only way they get out of that is unless she did something like Matt Lauer did.
Sure, right, like a morals clause.
Because Lauer was talking about suing, but he violated a clause where they can terminate without compensation.
Man, $45 million guaranteed?
Yeah. Somebody is talking about doing a TV series of documentaries on the men of the Me Too movement.
Interesting.
Giving them a chance to tell why they acted the way they did.
I would want to know some of those stories.
I would too.
No, for instance.
If they're honest.
I make a distinction between, say, Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby and then, like, Louis C.K. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, when that came out about him, that seemed like something Louis would do. And it's inappropriate, but it's not, you know, using your power and forcing somebody to do something or drugging somebody and sleeping with them.
Let's just ask a hypothetical question here.
Yeah.
Cosby used drugs to rape women.
Yes.
Harvey Weinstein had women sleep with him, and he gave them jobs. There was a bit of a deal in place there. Well,
and if you don't sleep with me, I will ruin your career. There was the threat along with, there's a stick and the carrot.
Yeah, there was no option there.
Exactly.
Really.
It's not really a choice.
You want to make it in Hollywood? I am the guy that can make that happen for you.
It sounds like Louis C.K.'s story was, I was drunk having a good time at a comedy festival, two female comics come into my room, and I just whip it out. it's kind of sad, and they ran away.
Oh, it's more than sad. It's pathetic.
Right, but it's not the same thing as the other two we just laid out.
I think most women of experience who are past the age of 30 and have been in the workplace and encountered some of the creeps that they'll inevitably meet, I don't know that they'd see something like that. Yeah, that's, I think legally that's indecent exposure.
It is, but it's in his own hotel room.
Yeah.
You know? And he didn't force, they walked
it's, well,
away.
It's one thing, okay.
You know, it's weird what
but
he
did. He didn't force himself.
No, he didn't force himself.
So all the complaints against him were strictly
him being a real creepy guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and don't be a creep. And some of it was at work being a creepy guy. So very inappropriate. But, you know.
Look, I am hardly the moral authority of the world. I did lots of things of which I'm not proud. But I never, thinking back to when I had that kind of. That's why when Trump made that comment, it was crass and vulgar, yes.
Yeah.
On the Billy Bush tape. But he was absolutely right when he said there are certain women who will let you do anything to them if you have something they want, which could be power, prestige, opportunity, whatever. They don't have to be talked into it either.
Well, and
they make it real clear to you, here's what I'm willing to do for you if you'll do this for me.
See, I don't think Bill Cosby ever comes back from what he did. You'll be able to go watch America's Dad on the Cosby Show.
No.
Well, no, but here's the thing. It's the Oscar Wilde effect. Oscar Wilde was thrown in jail for allegedly, and I think he did, sleeping with male prostitutes, some of them probably underage, but the laws weren't quite what they are today in Britain. And he was done. I mean, ashamed for decades. And then there was a resurgence. And people realized his art lived beyond what he did, and the scandal actually adds to the art and what he was trying to do with his plays and with his novel and with his writing in general.
Mm-hmm.
So he's now hailed as one of the great poets and playwrights of all time in English literature. And I wonder, are there guys that kind of, lose their luster because of some terrible thing they do, and then they'll come back? I think Louis C.K., for instance, will come back. I think you could do a whole 10 minutes in a comedy set about what he did and be very self-deprecating and talk about yourself. I don't think you come back from what Bill Cosby did or what Harvey Weinstein did.
No. Well, it's going to be very hard to come back from prison.
Yes.
Although, given Cosby's health, I doubt he'll ever end up in the slammer. And all of this got started by Shmegegi Kelly's rating situation. She had the world by the ass and threw it away. She really did. She was the happening thing on Fox. And Fox didn't try very hard to keep her when NBC came along. She did okay at night, but it wasn't gangbusters. In fact, the TV ratings for the news networks on the coverage of Trump in Korea are out. Let me share some of that with you. It's kind of interesting. For Monday, June 11th, Fox, Hannity, number one, almost 6 million viewers. That's huge for cable news. That's better than what a lot of primetime TV shows get with a new episode. Number two, Laura Ingraham, 4.5 million. Number three, Tucker Pecan. I like Tucker.
Yeah.
4,200,000. Number four, Bret Baier with 2,700,000. Number five, The Five, 2.6 million viewers. Then finally, MSLSD at number 6, following all of the Fox primetime shows. MSLSD is there with 2.3 million, all of them, I'm sure, hating every minute of it. And then CNN, Cuomo, Tonight, and Anderson's Pooper, ranging a little over 2 million to a million and a half viewers.
And when we're talking about all these ratings, I just want to bring this up. And I don't think this will change anything for a decade, even longer. But what's the average age of, say, a Fox, MSNBC, CNN viewer?
Well,
CNN's the youngest at 60.
Yeah, but there's not many of them. Even in the target demo, the so-called 25, 54-year-old viewer, they don't have that many viewers.
Well, but the oldest is MSNBC at 66, and Fox is 65.
Good, then we'll agree.
And it's just interesting what's going to happen with that 25 to 55 demographic, because the millennials are just as big, if not a bigger generation, than the boomer generation. And where are they going to go for their news? I think there's going to be a big fight over that. Now, in the radio business...
Where do you think they're going for their news?
Internet.
Yeah.
In different ways.
Yeah.
And some of it's not very good. Some of it is. With radio, I think that's only a worry in music stations. I'm not worried about talk. I think talk will always be here.
Yes.
Now, there's going to be quite a competition, and there already is. We could probably bring the buttery one up and be like, how are we competing with some of these streaming services?
Bring in the big wickle again.
Yeah, exactly.
I am hoping that sometime between now and the end of the month, we can celebrate the boss at Baumhauer's, because he is the big wickle here at Blue Water, and we want to do free wickles.
The guy's awesome. Also learned from that conference how awesome he is. So many people ask me, so are you told what you can say? No. He lets us talk. It's brilliant.
But he did tell me today my board work needs to. That's not funny. By the way, in Dead Last, in all the Korean coverage last night.
I felt this thrill going up my leg. I mean, I don't have that too often.
Yeah, that thrill that runs right into your
rectum.
Yeah. Right next to the tattoo of Obama, right, Chris? What a dweeb. You talk about somebody who has made themselves about as irrelevant as it gets. And he used to be good. I've said this before. In the days following 9/11, do you know what network I watched the most? MSNBC?
Yes.
Because they did an incredible job of documenting, you know, putting together like almost instant specials, focusing on different parts of the coverage. And I got more from them than I did anywhere else.
That was a different network back then. They were middle of the road. You had people like Laura Ingraham and Tucker, I think, on MSNBC.
And you actually had MSNBCers who were horrified at what happened to America and unafraid to display their patriotism. And now they're all wishing for Trump to fail. Treasonous, seditionistic bastages is what they are. Okay, I've spoken my little piece here. We're going to get... did I just hear rain?
No, or it might be the AC.
AC? Oh.
I don't know.
You have some showers around. They are scattered, kind of widespread. Let's take a quick look at the Living Fear Doppler. Rich's forecast will be coming up in just a bit here and see what's out there. And then we'll head down to the traffic donjon and check that out. On the Living Fear, yeah, there's scattered stuff all over the state, but much like yesterday, the Montgomery bubble is up and it's around us, but it's not coming towards the metro area. There's quite a bit south. Troy is getting a big thunderstorm right now, and there's big thunderstorms up by Birmingham and Alex City, but just a couple of little tiny rain things in our immediate area, and we'll check traffic in just a sec. When you need new flooring, and I do, and I keep saying this, you guys are probably thinking I'm full of it, but I am going to go to Georgia Floors Direct and get a room remnant. It's so easy to do. It's right up the street. They're open after the show's over. Just got to stop by, pick out a room-sized remnant, and then Jeff Mallinson will arrange to have it installed, because where we had that bathtub leak, that carpeting got wet and moldy, and besides, it's a very light color, and there's a lot of traffic through that part of the house, so it was really just time. I'm going to test Jeff and see if he can find something that's like, I spill a lot of coffee and soda, and my feet are dirty, and I need something that will hide the dirt. They'll come up with something. But if one room is all you need to do, Georgia Floors Direct is the place to go because they got hundreds of choices in room remnants of all types and styles of carpeting, all types and styles of high fashion flooring, all at wholesale prices. That's how they do it at Georgia Floors Direct, straight from the manufacturers to your living room, to your bedrooms, installed by people that are super talented and have worked with GFD for many, many years. By the way, qualified buyers can do 12 months good as cash. At Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination for almost half a century on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of slow spots out on the roadways this afternoon. 85 southbound from South Union down toward the interchange. A little bit slow right now with rush hour traffic. Same story on 85 northbound. This one will go from Bell Road all the way up to almost Chantilly Parkway. Things are slowed down a bit there. Don't see anything that tells me it's an accident, so I'll be thinking it's just rush hour traffic there. Downtown is clogged up real good. If you're in the downtown area, you know what's happening down there on Madison at Ripley all the way down almost to Maxwell Boulevard. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. I'm a Clinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we were just talking about TV networks and their ratings, the numbers they got during the Korean event. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the websites that get the most traffic. And I think you're going to be surprised at who is in the top 10.
This is Joey Clark. And for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look. Some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's still 9 days away from the official start of summer, but we are deep into the summertime pattern already. For this evening, the risk of those scattered showers and thunderstorms at random continue well into the evening hours before ending later on. Low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Thursday, the forecast remains the same. High temperature in the lower 90s both days. A generous supply of random hit or miss showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours especially. Then Friday and Saturday, not much change. More afternoon and evening storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. You can add layers, including seeing where the lightning is and seeing which way the storms are moving. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
By the way, just minutes after telling you, it doesn't look like there's any rain in the immediate area. I went down and looked outside, and guess what? It was pouring here. But the little green dots I see are few and far between, so we just happen to be under one. But still.
You are an idiot!
I felt like it. Now Rich will never promote me.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
But likely moderator, yeah. apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States.
True.
Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
And the worst one.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
Monkey spanker.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now, we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
The poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50-38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
No. You know what I say to them?
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
We're laughing at you. And it feels great. I mean, just... actually, that was fun to play after the election. But it's more fun to play now. Because there they all are. The same people that are bleeding like billy goats and looking for any reason. And the harder they try, the more popular he gets. The longer he's in office, the more he wins. Russia, 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 Russia. And the fun part will be watching some of those geniuses get perp-walked when their time comes. It's coming. I really believe that it is. Wish we could hear it a little faster. That would be nice. It is 5:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have one more look at the roads, and we'll see if this outburst of rain has caused any complications in traffic. Thursday, we'll be talking about RFK's recent comments, and they've turned up in a lot of different sources, locations rather, that he has now pretty much dissed the Warren Report, that it is not, in fact, the conclusive statement of what happened with his uncle, John F. Kennedy Jr., and he's very definitely not on board with the forensics. Just look at the forensics on RFK, his father's assassination. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, a busboy who held RFK's head in his hand after he was shot revealed after 50 years what his final words were. He said, "Is everyone okay?"
Oh, wow.
Those were his last words before he slipped into unconsciousness.
Now, before the break, you were teasing us about internet numbers. We talked about TV numbers.
Yes, this will be our final, and this will make you feel smarter and more knowledgeable. But this is a list of the top websites in the United States. And for a change, we'll start at the top. We'll start at the top.
And number one.
Google. Google.com.
Makes sense.
Most used.
Number two.
Facebook. Still in the top two.
Number three.
YouTube, as Al Sharpton calls it, is number three.
Also.
Number four.
Amazon.com. That's really impressive when you think about it. It's too bad Jeff Bezos is such a dickhead.
Number five.
Yahoo.com. You have an Yahoo email address?
Really?
Same as AOL, but I've never used it. Never used it. All right. At number six, the number six most frequently visited website is Pornhub.com. Certainly that can't continue. Oh, wait a minute. At number seven, XNXX.com. I've never heard of that. Well, a friend may have mentioned it. At number eight, XVideos.com. XVideos.com. Number nine is eBay. That surprises me. eBay was a big phenomenon when it first came on, but I don't get the sense that people just... Nobody ever talks about it in my circle.
Drives a big market, I think, is why people visit so often, as opposed to those other sites before them. A lot of, I guess, lonely people.
Number 10 is Wikipedia, followed by Twitter, Reddit, Instagram, Craigslist, Bing, Live.com, X-Hamster. What a stupid name for an adult website. Netflix is 18, Pinterest is 19, Walmart is 20. Now, on the news and media stuff, where is Drudge? Well, Drudge is number 42, just ahead of guess who? The New York Times.
Number 42 for all websites?
All websites, okay. Traffic, yeah.
It's not bad.
No, that's very impressive. Drudge averages about 34 million unique visits per month. Which
plus, he doesn't even have naked women.
So. No.
Right.
No, there's no... maybe he should do a second website called Naked Drudge. Fox News, just FYI, is number 34. CNN. See, now we were talking about where young people are going for news. It's 26.
Yep, there
and
you go.
In spite of the loss, the hemorrhaging of viewers, ESPN is number 27. Just ahead of AccuWeather. Hey, the Rich Thomas weather app is better. Get it.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. 85 northbound is a hot mess from, let's see where we need to start. Up here, Chantilly Parkway. Between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, there's slow-moving traffic there. From Perry Hill Road up past the Eastern Boulevard, some slow traffic there. And from the interchange up to almost Ann Street, there is an accident there that has traffic slowed way down, so careful there. Also, over on the Eastern Boulevard, the southbound lanes from Atlanta Highway down to I-85, moving kind of slow. Otherwise, everything's just ducky. Warm weather's here, and your dog wants to be outside more. Invisible Fence has a solution. Lots of plans. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get you an ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook. United.
with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here, and I need a new AC.
If your AC is old or broken and you don't know how you're going to pay for a new one, relax. United has financing available with no down payment with approved credit with payments as low as $99 a month.
United even has 0% interest for 36, 48, and 60 months on select systems. Let United give you your best solution with the latest technology and improve your indoor comfort for as little as $99 a month for a complete energy efficient system. They install hundreds of new systems every year.
If the unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacement. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And yes, payments as low as $99 on a new system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees,